Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly, too. USA Prepares, thank you for being in class with us today. Greg Lesher's with us in Utah. Welcome, Greg.
Thank you, Vincent. You know, hey, Greg, after listening to the program, your protest program, the past couple of days, and talking about heat and cooling, it really kind of hit hard. My heart is right now is just very heavy because I know what's ahead of us. But when we've got what we call an installed dictator, because he's going to use executive powers to, even though, you know, they shot it down, he's going to use his executive powers to fight what they're calling climate change. And this literally means an end to fossil fuels. And we've made a life out of fossil fuels. Everything we touch pretty much has plastic in it. Every time we turn on the furnace to warm ourselves up, we're using fuel of one sort or another, whether it be propane, natural gas, or an oil stove. And the parts involved in cooling and everything that we do, even if you're using a basic thing like a swamp cooler, the belt on that swamp cooler is made out of rubber. And with all the industry shutting down, rubber, fossil fuels, coal, we're in for a lot of trouble, people. And they mean to see it happen. They're making deals with the United Nations. We're letting people like the World Economic Forum. We're not going after them. That's what I mean. We're not going after them. We're not calling out for their arrest as a nation. And as a result, they're going to bring us down to our knees, because communism requires one thing. It requires a big enough government and a small enough people that can be controlled. Every aspect of your life must be controlled. And in order to do that, that also includes disarming the public. And what I'd like to talk about today is gaining skill sets, the skill sets that we're going to need to survive. Your thoughts on this, Vincent?
Yeah, I just want to add just one comment. You were talking about belts. You were talking about, and those would be V-belts on a swamp cooler, but they've been superseded in cars. V-belts have been superseded by serpentine, mini-groove, micro-groove poly belts. And these rubber belts are made with synthetic rubber now. And synthetic rubber is a petroleum product. So no petroleum, no belts. And let me tell you how bad it really is, class. I'd like to teach a... I haven't discussed this with Bert yet, but I'd like to teach a class on capacitors. And very simply, we have an air compressor in our shop. We cannot run our farm without compressed air. It's impossible. Tires go flat. and we need to clean auto parts, and we need compressed air for many, many purposes. Tractor tires, working on engines, cleaning parts and blowing them dry, air blasting spark plugs, many things that we use compressed air for. Well, the electric motor is a 5-horsepower motor on this compressor. It's a 60-gallon tank, and it's been running fine for about 16 years. Just stopped working. And I powered it on, and smoke came out of the motor. Now, immediately I shut it off. I called I called an electric motor repair company in Springfield, and I could hardly get anybody that knew anything. And what they said was, well, yeah, it's probably bad, and you need a new motor. They'll call me back with the price of a new motor. They haven't called. It's only been a few days, so you know, I expect I'll never get a call. But I did some research. That electric motor now costs more than the entire compressor with the electric motor when I bought it brand new. The electric motor is $506 for a 5-horsepower electric motor. But here's the point. The electric motor is still good. It's fine. Except there's a capacitor, which is it's in a bulging compartment, a steel cover on the side of an electric motor. So if you look at, if you have a drill press, you'll see a bulge on the side of it. It looks like the size of an inner tube for a roll of toilet paper. It's about that size. All electric motors, AC motors, have them, including electric fans, you know, ceiling fans. So they all have these starting and some have starting and running capacitors. Some have two, some have one. But they all have starting capacitors. And they last about 10 years. And then they go bad. And when they go bad, your motor's not going to start. So what does this mean? Where are capacitors? They're everywhere. And they last about 10 years. They're on computer circuit boards. When they blow, your computer doesn't work. How much do they cost? About 3 cents. Maybe 4 cents. Maybe 10 cents if you just buy one. But if you buy 100 of them, it's probably just a couple dollars. Seriously, I'm not exaggerating. A couple dollars, like 3 or 2. Okay, so they're in your phones. They're in your washing machines. If you have a computer controlled washing machine, they're on traffic lights. They're in the microphone mixer. They're in everything, stereos, and every AC motor has them. So. And how much does a capacitor cost? I ordered one. It's coming. It'll be here in a day or so. $12. I'm going to be able to fix this $506 motor for $12. But it uses petrochemicals. You can't make it without them. The whole world runs on petroleum. And I don't think there's a single person in the White House that understands what a capacitor is, what a capacitor does, or how they fail, and the product will stop working. I don't think they know that. Greg, have you ever replaced a capacitor on a motor?
Oh, absolutely. I had one of those cheap blue generators, and the capacitor kept burning up. And, of course, I had to, you know, purchase a bigger capacitor and you know, kind of overdo it to keep it from happening again. But eventually I just gave up on the motor because there was a little bit of a fluctuation in the speed on this motor, and that's enough to create dirty power to burn up electronics, which is exactly what it did. It burned up a radio of mine.
Okay. So,
yeah,
class, capacitors are a really big deal. And frankly, we are without petroleum, we are toast. And it's not just the cars. It's not just the trucks. We are dependent on fractional distillation, which really means you take a barrel of oil and you put it through a refinery. And out of that, you get tar for roads. You get plastics. You get benzene. You get gasoline. You get diesel fuel. You get motor oil or engine oil, you get grease, you get all of these products, and you get them in specific percentages. So let's say we switch to 100% electric cars, which is beyond dumb. Let's say we did that, and let's say we shut down all the refineries. You're going to be driving on dirt roads I'm not exaggerating. You're going to be driving on dirt roads. There'll be no asphalt. There'll be no tar. There'll be no paint for the lines.
No cement. Can't run the cement truck on electricity.
Right. Without petroleum, we are flat out toast. And that's something that people don't seem to understand.
And they don't seem to understand, or they know, but they're using the dumb public because this is a way to depopulate, to make it possible for them to have their little dictatorship.
Without petroleum, there are no tires. Even Elon Musk can't make a car without rubber tires. He doesn't know how to do that. And neither does anybody else. We used to have wooden wheels. Then we put steel rims on wooden wheels, like in the 1800s. Trains have steel wheels, but they're on tracks. We cannot run without rubber tires.
On a dirt road. Without rubber tires on a dirt road is impossible. And you would get the wheels would just sit there and spin.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely true. So this crazy belief that we can do without petroleum is insane. However, I'm of the belief that we should not be wasting petroleum. We should absolutely conserve it as if it's vital, because it is vital. We buy stuff from China, electronics, and then we throw it away. You know, the monitors, the keyboards, the mice, the cables, the computers themselves, they just end up in landfills. We should be recycling all that plastic. We should be making plastic so it's easy to disassemble, it's easy to take apart, easy to recycle, and easy to reuse. Anything else is insanity. Greg, back to you.
That brings us back to the skill sets that we're going to need to survive. Do you have a stove in your home? You can put wood in it. Well, that, if you do, that's great. But do you have, what kind of supply do you have of wood or coal? And when that runs out, where are you going to get it? Do you live next to a forest? If you do, well, that's good. That's excellent. If you don't, where are you going to get your heat? These are things that I have been thinking about for years, which is the reason that I developed what I did, because I took the worst case scenario after reading the scriptures, going through the Bible, and reading about the last days. I knew that this earth had been through a lot. Just look at the mountains that are pushed up out of the ground, okay? What's coming the earth has never seen before? The calamities. Never seen. They're going to be worse than we can imagine. And we are a very dependent nation, dependent upon having things provided to us. Folks, we've got to stop thinking of like this. We've got to start thinking of how am I going to make the next year? Through the next winter, the next summer. And after the break, let's talk about the subject.
Sounds great. And class, about the wood, we have 40,000 pounds of wood on hand. That is about 2 years' worth of heat. Yeah, that's absolutely true. Just 2 years.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special
DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Greg Lesh is with us. RealWaterIndependence.com. RealWaterIndependence.com. Greg, you're going to be talking about specifics. I just wanted to share with the class during the commercial break. I went to samsclub.com, and canned chicken, which we used to buy, was about $9 and change for 6 cans. Within 1 year, it has gone from that to $18.98 for the 6 cans. Same product. It's almost a 200% increase in 1 year. Wood. We used to buy wood for heating because we could buy slabs of wood. It's gone up 320% in 1 year. So when you hear these bizarre numbers from this lying White House press secretary, it's nuts. It's wrong. If you look at the numbers that come out from the White House about the inflation numbers of, you know, 8-point-something%, really? It's an absolute lie. All you have to do is go to the gas station, you'll see. Back to you.
Yes. And it's just going to continue to get worse because that's the plan. That is the plan. They've told us that's the plan. Schwab says that, you know, things are going to get bad, really bad. That's because that's exactly what they're doing. They're controlling things and making them bad. They know. I mean, good grief. These people are playing God. I want you to think about this for a minute. Bill Gates is talking about blocking the sun with bubbles, some sort of a balloon or bubble. We need the sun. How can we even let this kind of thought make it to the global media? How stupid are we? It's just mind-boggling and mind-blowing. You know, every child that comes into this, onto this earth, didn't just flare into existence. How do I know this? Because God told Abraham that before he formed him in his belly, he knew him and appointed him to be a prophet. He knew us before we were born. We've learned everything we could possibly learn as a spirit, but we needed to come down here to experience the body part, to experience what it is to get burned, what it is to hug somebody, things like this. And to make the accusation that we just come, these anti-Christ beings that are controlling us right now want to see these little children not even come to existence. I just don't know what to say about these little ones. I mean, we made some headway with the decision to strike down Roe versus Wade, but we're in a lot of trouble. We're in a lot of trouble. And I sent you a link on some very disturbing news on the vaccine, because the longer the vaccine's been out, the more studies and the more time they have to see the damage that it's doing. And folks, let me tell you something. It is not good. It is anti-human. It is an extinction. If this is true, it's an extinction event. They mean to end the human race. 0% carbon emissions means you don't breathe, you do not exhale. You're not there to exhale. You think I'm kidding? We've got to get to net zero. Does anybody know that they intend to emerge with machines and computers and live forever? Look into transhumanism. These people are so evil, they know they're in trouble. The things they've done in life are so bad, and Satan has told them that if they merge with machines, they can live with AI technology, they can live forever and avoid the judgment, which I think is completely, and I know is completely untrue. So expect hard times ahead. They want you dead. Your thoughts, Vince?
Yeah. You know, I've noticed, and I've been reporting for weeks about the temperature, actually months, and I think they've either run out of pilots or they've run out of the material to spray to keep the earth cooler.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right, the Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Two accused drug traffickers from Washington State busted with 150,000 fentanyl pills during a California traffic stop last month failed to show up in court Thursday morning after being released on California's new soft-on-crime cashless bail. After the no-show, the judge withdrew the prior $2 million bond and directed each be held without bond if they turn up on the system. Representative Lee Zeldin, the Republican candidate for New York governor, was attacked by a man who tried to stab him in Parenton, New York, Thursday afternoon. Parenton, New York is about a 15-minute drive southeast of Rochester. Zeldin's campaign said the attacker was taken into custody. Zeldin, an Army Reserve Lieutenant Colonel Congressman, continued his speech. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
No polio cases have originated in the United States since 1979, but with the overflow of illegal immigrants being escorted into the interior of the United States, it was bound to happen. A polio case has been discovered in New York State. The strain of polio that was detected, officials believe the virus originated from another country. Polio is very contagious, and symptoms can take up to 30 days to appear. People already vaccinated against the virus have a low risk of contracting it, but health officials are advising those who are unvaccinated or haven't completed their vaccinations for polio to do so. More and more American families are opting out of public school systems run by teachers' unions and choosing charter schools. Ian Rowe on Fox News is the CEO of Vertex Partnership Academies.
Well, first of all, charter schools are public schools. They're just public schools that are privately run, typically by nonprofit organizations. And what charter schools usually get right is that we're offering choice. In the district in which we're launching Vertex Partnership Academies, this International Baccalaureate High School, which is an extension of other charter school networks, only 7% of students who entered ninth grade 4 years later are ready for college. Parents have had enough of this kind of performance, and they want high quality options. That's why there's so many families who are advocating for eliminating the cap that currently exists on charter schools.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
It's gonna be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Keep it. God, you're.
Take my.
When you go to
the for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Greg Lesh is with us. RealWaterIndependence.com. If you want to buy his book, you can go there, and you can learn about it, about water treatment for you. And, Greg, what I was saying is chemtrails over our farm have stopped. And I think that they have run out of material to spray on us, like aluminum and strontium and barium, the weather manipulation chemicals and elements. And also, I think we've run out of pilots. So it's either one or both or the other. And the secret's now out. So this year after year after year of spraying, decade or more of spraying, to occlude the sunlight from planet Earth has stopped, and everything's on fire. The whole globe is on fire. There are these massive wildfires in Europe. There are power outages. People are dying from the excessive heat. They're not used to it. They don't have air conditioning the way we do. In Europe, the system is broken. It's so hot that the rail lines are buckling. Literally, the rails on the railroad are spreading and bending from the heat. And that's because the expansion of the steel rails is not the same as the expansion of the earth when it's hot. So the rails are twisted. That's a problem for trains derailing. We're wondering, why are trains derailing? It's all tied together. The blacktop is melting. In New York, there was a flood, and so there was some ground that was washed away under the pavement, and there was a video of a van parked on the side next to the curb, and the road collapsed. The road literally collapsed, and then the van fell into this hole. The hole was deeper than the height of the van. This is pretty serious stuff, and how did it happen?
Absolutely.
It's our carelessness and our negligence and our recklessness.
I just heard a story on the concrete slabs on some freeways buckling, too, because of the heat. So you're absolutely right. You know, but I forget about the news that they just said. They mentioned the polio outbreak, and somebody even in New York. Now, I want you to remember back when we talked about the World Health Organization blamed Bill Gates for sending the live virus vaccine of polio to Northern Africa and restarting it. Okay, that was a story not too long ago, this last year. Now, basically, polio was completely gone from the earth except in the live virus vaccine, which Bill Gates just magically happened to start giving the children in Northern Africa and brought an outbreak of polio back to the earth. Why are they not talking about that on the news? How did that just suddenly disappear, magically disappear? These people have it out for us. They don't like us, they become rich off us, and they want this earth for their own playground. And they're doing it by weather modification, they're doing it by ending fossil fuels, the use of fossil fuels, crashing our economy, false flags don't seem to work for them anymore, people don't really believe that this insurrection at the Capitol was completely real. You know, they're beginning to find out that it was instigated by CIA and other ops. You know, all I can say, Vince, with all these things going on, is there is some good news. And that is, we know they will not win in the end. They will be cleansed off this earth. We know what their future is, but do we know what ours is? And I think the best thing we can do right now is learn these skill sets, how to survive, to be prepared, to have the oil in our lamp, in our lamps, to be not caught like those virgins that didn't have the oil in their lamps when the Lord returns. Okay, we need to be prepared. And I have this tendency to think of the worst case scenario. You know, I hope I'm not right, but I kind of think that I am. Because in the schools, we didn't learn these things. We took them out of the schools. I remember seeing a picture of a gun club where in high school, where all the students had their rifles right there on the school grounds. That's amazing. There weren't any school shootings back then. You know?
Greg, my students in 1993 at high school, hunting season, had rifles in their vehicles. And it didn't make the news. There were no shootings. Nobody shot each other. One day, you know, I had a class that manufactured computers, and UPS would show up, FedEx would show up every day twice a day, pickups and deliveries from our manufacturing classroom. And early on, UPS came in the morning, and the guys would help the UPS driver unload the truck, bring the boxes into the classroom. And there was one package that I was particularly interested in. It was something that we needed right away. And I went to open this box. There it is, you know, in this pile of boxes. And I went to open the box, and then all the guys, all the boys, pulled out their knives to help me open the box. Hey, Mr. Finelli, I can do it, I can do it, I can do it. So all these guys. Now, what did I do? Did I report everybody to the administration? Absolutely not.
And what good would that have done you?
Well, I thought it was great. Well, I thought it was great that they had knives, because they demonstrated, they're all farmers, okay? That's what farmers eat. Rule number nine.
Farmers and Boy Scouts.
Rule number nine,
and
you
FFA.
Will carry a knife.
Yeah.
I am in the studio. I'm in the studio right now. That's the sound of my knife, my Gerber locking blade serrated edge knife. I have it in my pocket, and it has a clip on it so that you can see the clip on the outside of my jeans. But I have a knife with me all the time. Rule number nine.
I've got a Leatherman with me all the time. Yeah.
There you go. Well, I wanted to comment on something you said. You used the term, correct me if I'm wrong, I believe you used the term worst case scenario. Okay. Now, I use a similar term. I call it mini max regret. So you're prepared for the worst case scenario. And why not? Why not be prepared for the worst case scenario? Because it may happen. And if you're not prepared for it, you're in trouble. So my term is mini max regret. And what that really means is I want to minimize my maximum regret. So my maximum regret is what would happen in the worst case scenario. And how do I minimize my maximum regret? Well, I prepare for the worst case scenario. Exactly what you're talking about. And anyone who doesn't is foolish. You're talking about the elite. Now, the elite wants us to stop using fossil fuels. Well, let me tell you. What are they doing? Don't listen to what they say. Watch what they do. So, do the elite have yachts? Oh, yeah. Do they have big yachts? Yeah. Do they have helicopter landing pads? Yeah, on them. Some do. Do they have swimming pools? Some do. So they have these yachts with helicopter landing pads and little boats, speed boats that can take off. And they've got radar and sonar, and they've got defense mechanisms. They fly around in private jets where we get in our car and drive a half hour. They'll fly there. They have mansions. They have mansions with 6 to 10 heat pumps. They have massive swimming pools.
Yeah, do you remember the jets were so crowded when they had their little meeting? Their yearly meeting at Davos?
Absolutely, I do.
They were all Lear jets and, you know, absolutely ridiculous fuel consuming.
So we have basketball players, we have baseball players, we have football players, they have private jets, they've got Bentleys, Rolls. I mean, they have fleets of cars. They can't even say grace over them. They have so many. And they don't know how to work on them. They don't know how to work on a single one of them. And they're willing to fly do you want to take my jet or yours? That's what these, like the Kardashian ilk, that's what they do. You want to take my jet or yours? They all have jets. Built on what? I'll bet you that not one of the Kardashians knows how to change the oil in any one of the pieces of equipment that they have.
I think you're
I'll
right.
Bet you. I know
even
a guy
back
who...
in the days when we had full service gas stations, we all knew how to do it ourselves. It was just a courtesy.
I know a guy who used to work at Microsoft. And he told me that one day when Bill Gates was coming in, Bill Gates had the best parking spot at Microsoft, double wide, twice as wide as everybody else's. Huh. I guess he's special. And it was the first parking space, closest to the door. And he was passing Bill Gates. My friend was passing Bill Gates as he was coming, walking through the hallway or coming into the building. Hi, Mr. Gates. That friend of mine was chastised, called on the carpet for saying hello to Mr. Gates because he distracted him and disrupted his thought process. He was deep in thought, you know, walking down the hallway. Or walking into the building. And you do not say hello to Mr. Gates because you could distract him. Seriously? Are we really at that level?
That is just absolutely sickening.
True story.
How disturbing. Do you understand what these people think they are?
That tells us who they think they are. You know, Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, Mark Zuckerberg, Elon Musk, any one of those guys could end poverty. Any one of them. They could imagine if they all chipped in and tried to end poverty together. Imagine if they tried to help children. Imagine if they actually were on the side of the people. Imagine what they could do with all that enormous wealth.
Well, not only that, but the Mormon Church. They've got enough wealth that they could end poverty.
Any of the churches, the Catholic Church,
any
the Presbyterian Church, the Dutch Reformed Church.
Are they?
The synagogues.
Now, folks, I want you to go read Isaiah chapter 28, people.
We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Greg Lesher's with us. Greg, would you mind if I just read a couple of very short thank yous to USA Preparers?
No, that's fine, but I just really quickly wanted to give class homework this weekend on Sunday when a lot of us think about religion. I'd like you to read the King James Version, Isaiah chapter 28. Put yourself in as if you were there in that time, because that's exactly where we are. And ask yourself if you think you can go anywhere to find the answers through religious organizations. And then we'll talk about solutions next week. But, yeah, go ahead. Read some of those letters.
Okay. I have one from Amit. And it says, Namaste, Vincent. I applaud you for handling callers to your show as if a family member would do. For example, you cautioned Arjun to stay clear of wireless convenience, and most such devices having batteries that require constant attention/charging. I fully agree that the approach and caution, because a charger generates additional dirty electricity. Further, an included battery is good enough only for very low current use, such as saving settings, operating a clock minus the display, etc. Further, we will likely never hear about trying to avoid joint replacement surgery by using various supplements in high-quality oils, let alone the alloy particles released into the bloodstream every step of the way. As for what you could do to improve, that's a tall order. All I can think of is that you stay well so that you may continue with USA Preparers as long as practicable, and if possible, please groom someone to replace you one day, someday, with best regards, Amit. Amit, thank you very much. And I always think about USA Preparers continuing, and that's why you've heard some of our USA Preparers instructors going solo. So it's kind of like an exam to see how well they like it, see how well it works. Here's another one. Vincent, I want to thank you for sending the list of everything. Everything that you should consider buying right now. Everything you do is real. I love your camp idea. And if you could send a link or info, I'd love to have it. Thank you, Randall. Let's see. Another one. Hello, Vincent. I'm interested in learning more about camping experience you are offering at Natural Farms. I hear about you on GCN on Tuesday. This is I heard about you on GCN Podcast on Tuesday this week. I'm guessing that your email address from memory. Hopefully it works. At any rate, my wife and I would really be interested in camping and learning at natural farms. We're wondering how much it costs. We live in Kentucky, and what weeks are available for a summer trip. We have tents and probably would just be the two of us for the first time. That's from Howard. Then on the Internet, there are a couple really nice comments. Normally we get beat up on the Internet, but I want to thank Terry Francis, 130. That's his handle. And he commented on USA Preparedness on the Ron Gibson BitChute channel. Quote, best show on BitChute, end quote. Thank you, Terry Francis, 130. That's very kind of you. There's another one who has a handle, Mr. Clean. And he says the same thing, quote, best show, end quote. Thank you, Mr. Clean. So just a few comments. You know, it's really nice to hear some positive things. And as we continue down this road, I plan on reading more of your positive comments. Negative comments, anybody can take shots. I encourage the people who try to beat us up on a regular daily basis. They listen to us intently. They beat us up. They especially attack me. And I encourage them to get their own radio broadcast and share with whoever might listen to them their thoughts, opinions, and ideas. I encourage them to get their own. And they'll find out.
Why would they listen to USA Prepares with an attitude like that? That's my question to them.
Okay, I have an answer to that. Because USA Prepares instructors are the best in the world. We're the only ones who will take on industry. We're the only ones who will take on big tech. We're the only ones who will give out the names and the numbers. We're the only ones who expose the folly of electric cars. And we're the ones who are explaining climate change. We're the ones who teach people how to garden. We're the ones who talk about canning. We're the ones who talk about saving money. The other broadcasts are typically about regurgitating the news. Whatever's read by the broadcasters or podcasters is regurgitated. And then people call in with their opinions, you know, to radio broadcast. We don't have many callers. And the reason we don't have many callers, I believe, after 11 years of doing this, I believe the reason we don't have many callers is because they are intent on listening and learning, and they would rather not interrupt the flow of information with a call. I think they are so polite, they are so kind, they are so nice that they don't want to interrupt other people's learning.
Other broadcasters spent quite a bit of time on throwing out their number and encouraging people to call. We just teach here. We give them an opportunity to call, and they're welcome to call, but we don't make it a point to ground into their heads the number constantly.
Yeah, and the reason is we figure if they want to call us, they can figure out where the number is. They can go to GCN Live, and that's where it is. They can learn that on their own. We're teaching people how to think. Greg, thank you so much for sharing your information. I'll see you next week.
Right. Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.